This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Flights resumed at Hong Kong's International Airport Wednesday, just hours after riot police clashed with pro-democracy demonstrators at the airport Tuesday evening, when all departing flights were canceled for a second straight day. Before boarding Air Force One, President Donald Trump was asked about the unrest in Hong Kong.
The Hong Kong thing is a very tough situation, very tough. We'll see what happens, but I'm sure it'll work out. I hope it works out for everybody, including China, by the way. I hope it works out for everybody.
The demonstration started 10 weeks ago over proposed legislation that would allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial. That protest grew into calls for the pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Lam has suspended the legislation but says she will not resign. The United States is delaying a new 10% tariff on some key Chinese imports, which was supposed to take effect September 1st. The U.S. is also exempting tariffs altogether on a separate group of Chinese imports based on health, safety, national security, and other factors. But the U.S. Trade Office said the new tariff will still be imposed on a wide range of other Chinese goods, with the list of the affected products to be announced soon. The trade negotiations with Washington and Beijing have been contentious, and they have been unable to reach an agreement. The next round of talks between the two are expected to occur in September after the U.S. tariffs take effect. The Trump administration announced a new policy that will impede immigrants already here in the U.S. from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect in 2 months on October the 15th. As always, for details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Two out of four experimental drugs being used to treat Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been so effective that they will be given to all patients. Death rates for the drugs are 22% less than the other two drugs being studied. The World Health Organization is hoping news of the low death rates will encourage people to seek treatment early. The year-long Ebola outbreak in Congo has killed more than 1,800 people. Treating Ebola has been a challenge for Congolese authorities because of ongoing civil strife and because many people don't believe Ebola is real and choose to stay home when they are sick, which causes the virus to spread. Legendary opera singer Plácido Domingo is accused of sexual harassment by several women. AP Music correspondent Margie Scarletta has the story.
The Los Angeles Opera, where Plácido Domingo is the general director, says it will engage outside counsel to investigate him. An AP story quotes several women as saying Domingo tried to pressure them into sexual relationships and punished them professionally if they refused. Domingo says the allegations are inaccurate and he never meant to harm or offend anyone. He was scheduled to perform at the Philadelphia Orchestra's opening night concert on September 18th. The orchestra's management has withdrawn his invitation, saying it's committed to providing a safe, supporting, respectful, and appropriate environment. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The 10-day search for a 15-year-old French-Irish girl who went missing in Malaysia came to a tragic end on Tuesday. Searchers found her body about 2 kilometers from the resort where she was staying with her parents, about 70 kilometers from the capital, Kuala Lumpur. The teenage girl, who has learning and physical disabilities, was first classified as a missing person by police, but her family suspected she had been kidnapped. The investigation into her death is continuing. Paris closed all streets surrounding the Notre Dame Cathedral as workers prepare to decontaminate the area for high levels of lead. The lead was found in the area surrounding the iconic church after it caught fire back on April 15, destroying the structure's spires and parts of the roof. For months, authorities in Paris had denied that lead poisoning was a threat. In late July, they finally admitted more needed to be done after high levels of lead were found at buildings as far as 1 kilometer away from the cathedral. City authorities have vowed that all nearby schools will be decontaminated by the time the children return in early September. President Emmanuel Macron has set a 5-year goal to complete renovations of the 850-year structure. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.